Lift Him Up, November 21. Faithful Mothers Honored in the Judgment. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord. The fulfillment of Hannah's vow to dedicate her child to the Lord was not deferred until he could be presented at the tabernacle. From the earliest dawn of intellect, she trained his infant mind to love and reverence God, and to regard himself as the Lord's. By every familiar object surrounding him, she sought to lead his thoughts up to the Creator. When separated from her child, the faithful mother's solicitude did not cease. He was the subject of her prayers. Would that every mother could realize how great are her duties and her responsibilities, and how great will be the reward of faithfulness. The mother's daily influence upon her children is preparing them for everlasting life or eternal death. She exercises in her home a power more decisive than the minister in the desk, or even the king upon his throne. The day of God will reveal how much the world owes to godly mothers for men who have been unflinching advocates of truth and reform, men who have been bold to do and dare, who have stood unshaken amid trials and temptations. Men who chose the high and holy interests of truth and the glory of God before worldly honor or life itself. When the judgment shall sit and the books shall be opened, when the well done of the great judge is pronounced, and the crown of immortal glory is placed upon the brow of the victor, many will raise their crowns in sight of the assembled universe, and pointing to their mother, say, "She made me all I am through the grace of God. Her instruction, her prayers, have been blessed to my eternal salvation." God has ordained that with families and nations or with individuals, virtue is the basis of happiness. By the thoughts and feelings cherished in early years, every youth is determining his own life history. Correct, virtuous, manly habits formed in youth will become a part of the character and will usually mark the course of the individual through life. The youth may become vicious or virtuous as they choose. Young men of today may become as precious in the sight of the Lord as was Samuel. They may have their names enrolled in the Book of Life, to be looked upon with pleasure by the monarch of the universe and the angelic host. By faithfully maintaining their Christian integrity, the young may, like the noble Luther, exert a mighty influence in the work of reform. Such men are needed at this time. God has a position and a work for every one of them.